I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to look at how international relations could potentially impact ministry in a Middle Eastern country. And then we'll also take a look at how Compassion International is reaching into the lives of children living in poverty and giving them hope. So, let's get started. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced on Monday that the United States would be imposing the strongest sanctions in history on Iran in the coming months. Now, sanctions will target Iran's energy sector, oil and gas exports, and gold and metal trade, just to name a few. David with Heart for Iran says these sanctions will understandably impact Iranian citizens. But there's another party the Iranian sanctions could hurt as well. Ministries.
The biggest issue with the sanctions that are coming down on Iran right now are financial transactions. And so ministries are trying to get work done or do something that would impact Iran. They have to be aware of how the money is getting into the country or how it's influencing activities that are going on in the country.
However, David says God is still moving in Iran, and the Iranian church is even seeing the largest annual growth by percentage in the world. So for now, pray.
Pray for the people of Iran because they do suffer under things like sanctions. And, you know, the average person might have problems getting food on the table. And so there's a lot of pressure. But in that pressure, there's also a lot of God's work that's happening as a result of that. People are looking for solutions. They're looking for help. And so the ministry world is actually moving forward.
Next, it's hard for ministries to share the gospel in India, with the government closing the door to NGOs. But the people who can't be kicked out are the Indians themselves. Recently, an E3 Partners team was in the country. One day during training, a local man wanted to know why Westerners were in the home. E3's Jeff Johnston shares.
But he was speaking in Hindi, and so Frank and Sarah and most of their team couldn't understand what he was saying. And so their thought was to just immediately start praying. So they were praying, and then one of the locals that was in there listening to the training, he kind of stepped in and started talking to the man, and his name is Abhi.
When Abhi finished talking, the man gave a loud shout and threw his hands in the air.
They didn't know what he had said. Then Abhi turned to the rest of the group and he said, I shared the story of the gospel with him. And when I finished, he said, I have no other choice but to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So then the man went back across the street to his own place and brought his son and asked them to share the same story. And so they did, and they shared the story of the gospel with his son as well. And both of them professed their faith in Jesus that day.
So pray for this man, his son, and for the Christians in India who continue to proclaim Christ's name. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Compassion International is focused on releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. And while that looks different in each location, one thing is constant. Children are given opportunity. Now, last week, we talked about how civil unrest is disrupting some programs in Nicaragua. But on a normal basis, Virna Segovia of Compassion says the programs look something like this.
Children learn how to pray, how to do handcraft, how to read the Bible, study the Bible, learn Bible verses, and they learn how to relate with each other.
There's a lot more that goes into these projects, but the impact is incredible.
When you see a child that is new to the project and you ask them, what is your dream for the future? And you look into their eyes and you see there's nothing. There's no dreams. After a few months at the project, after a year in the project, you see those children laughing, smiling, and you ask them again, what's your dream for the future? And they have dreams.
So let's be asking God to bring peace to Nicaragua. Details on all of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.